during this season that we call creation time, we've been thinking about the beauty of the earth and our responsibility to the environment. And each week we've had the question, what is creation saying to us? And this week our answer that we're listening for is, sustain me. Sustain me. How do we think about that phrase in how we care for the earth? How we sustain the earth? And then how do we think about that phrase in terms of what sustains us in our lives and in the work that we do? Sustain me. It's a call for the earth and it's a call from our souls. In the reading we heard this morning, we heard trust in Yahweh. And we heard, and stop worrying. Stop worrying. Because surely there is a lot to worry about. And as I met with a few other ministers on Tuesday, we'd already started the list because one of them had either been wise or foolish enough to have watched the debates. Yeah. And there's a lot to worry about. There's a lot of fear that we can have about the discourse of anger and fear and ignorance that is passing through not just the occasional comment, but the entire political discourse of the United States. There's a lot to worry about. And as the week continued, of course, other things could be added to the list, like depending on what's important to you, the conditional approval of the pipeline in BC, the environmental issue, the hurricane, what's, I guess, now being downgraded one level from 5 to 4, but the threat that that brings in a few, is it today or in a few days once again? That's a short list. The list gets much longer about all the things that we can worry about. All the places where those who have power and money and media attention can do things, can employ their influence in ways that cause us to fear and are entirely outside of our control. There's not a lot we can do about what happens there, or in BC, or with the weather. And yet, the scripture reading says, and stop worrying, trust in Yahweh. Trust in God. We might feel like that. We might feel like that a lot of days. And sometimes we might express it, but if we get caught there, it's not a productive place. And as we think about all the things to worry about in the world, it seems to me we have 3 choices. The first is to be caught up in that place of fear and anxiety and worry and let it consume us, to overrun our thoughts, to affect our bodies and our interactions with others, to take control, to give up that control over ourselves. Clearly, that's not a good option. And we hear the scripture reading saying, don't do that. Stop worrying. So what's the second option? The second option is, I think, to ignore it. To pretend the United States doesn't exist, that there's no pipeline that's been conditionally approved in BC, and that in fact climate change isn't happening and everything is just fine. Right? And that is probably our temptation. Our temptation here, because it'd be a lot easier to just ignore what was happening. to not let it get under our skin and to focus on those things that seem so important, like whether or not we're late for work, or whether we talked to our friend today, or if it's been 2 days since we've talked to them. So allow the fear to consume us, or to ignore it, and allow our lives to become isolated, inward-looking, shallow. Those are two options. And I think there's another one. The third option is to, with all that we do, with all that we think is possible in our lives, to create a different vision. To enact a different understanding of what life can be. To become embodiments of hope. Embodiments of love. And we do this in many ways in our lives. In the compassion and giving that we express. In the ways that we make sacrifices for others. And put their needs first. But perhaps even more than that, in the ways that we see community as something that stretches us, that is not just with those that we know and are most comfortable with, but is something that belongs to all people. We enact these visions of hope and transformation for the world, controlling what we're able to control. What we do, how we live, and how we are a community together. And today we do that twice, at least. Once with baptism, that sign of our connection, not just with people here, but people around the world, people throughout time. A vision of a family that does not know boundaries of class, or gender, or geography, or income, or varying abilities, or orientation, or anything else that I've missed on my list, and I'm sure there's a lot. That we are all connected, that we are all together as part of this symbol of unity, this symbol of hope and love. And the second way that we enact that vision today is in communion, which represents a meal that is shared with all. And when we get to communion, we say, "This is not our table." We don't decide who comes forward. This table belongs to Jesus, and anyone who wishes to is welcome. Anyone who is searching, anyone who is hungry, anyone who is lonely or longs to learn, anyone who is filled with joy or filled with pain is welcome here to eat together, to drink together, to be part of a family, a strange, marvelous family. So in baptism and communion, we express a promise in the moment that all are welcome and all are loved. And we enact a vision of what the world can be. A vision of a world that is not controlled by a discourse of fear, that is not defined by anger or judgment. A vision of the world where all are welcome, where all belong, where all can be whole. To me, baptism and communion express this most powerfully. but it's expressed in so many ways. In being gathered here as a community, in the kind words we share, in our fumbling attempts to sing the hymns that are unfamiliar to us but we know are loved by people in other parts of the world. And in so many other ways as well. But today, you are a part of this vision, a part of this story. Yes, there are those in this world who are powerful and who have the money and influence to do terrible things. We can't control that, but we can make something different, starting here and now, in every place of faithful people. Today is Worldwide Communion Sunday. We know that people are enacting this vision in churches and places of worship around the world. And we know people of other faith traditions are also enacting their vision of peace and love and hope. So let us join together in that expression of God's active presence in the world and in our hope for what is to come. Amen.